This is what it means when it says in the Chumash, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Vayomer Bi Adoni. This fantastic meeting of the giants, the Battle of the Bulge. When Yosef HaTzadik was playing with the brothers, you know, they didn't know who he was yet, and they came to him and everything. And then finally Yosef tricked them into bringing Binyamin down also. And then he tricked them that Binyamin's the thief, he's got the gold goblet in his thing. And he said, all right, now he'll stay and be my servant forever. And now you boys can go home to daddy and gamarnu. And that was when Yehuda faced off with him. And Yehuda said, this is it. Either Binyamin goes back, or we'll wipe out the whole place here. So it says over there, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda approached Yosef HaTzadik, and he said to him, listen carefully, Bi Adoni, I beg of you, for the benefit of your life and power of everybody's lives here, don't make any trouble. Don't you dare think you're going to hold on to Binyamin. Rav Nosson Zal says, Yehuda Bechinas Moshiach Ben David. Yehuda is the symbol of Moshiach Ben David. Sheyotza Mimenu. Dovid HaMelech comes from Shevet Yehuda, right? Yehuda is the king. Gur Aryeh Yehuda is compared to the king. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that there's a pasuk where it says, Vohoyo Hashem LeMelech. Hashem will be king. That implies that Hashem will put his name by the king. Dovid is the symbol of kingdom. The word Yehuda is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the four letters of Hashem's name, and the Dalit, which represents Dovid HaMelech. That's this pasuk, Vohi Hashem LeMelech, rolled up in one. So Yehuda is the symbol of Moshiach ben David. Yosef, Bechinas Moshiach ben Yosef. Yosef is clearly the symbol of Moshiach ben Yosef. Ukamei Shekosuv, Bezoihar, Umedroshim, Al Pasuk Seh. The Zohar HaKadosh, when it discusses this pasuk in Vayigash, says, this was the meeting of the two kings, the two giants, Yehuda and Yosef. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Do Tikrufto de Malka Bemalka. This was the meeting, the coming together of one king and another king, Yosef and Yehuda, the two kings, because from them would come Moshiach and Moshiach. Kimay Shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kihine Hamalochim Noyadu Ovru Yachdov. The two kings met and they passed over together. She'ovru v'nizbatlu kol ha'mechablim v'amaziki alma she'klulim b'klipois Esav Yishmael. All the destroyers and all the klipois that are represented by Esav and Yishmael, she'mehem ikra golus hazeh, they are the cause of the exile of the Jews. All of them got wiped out completely when these two are brought together. When the powers of Yehuda and Yosef, Moshiach ben David, Moshiach ben Yosef come together, that's going to be the elimination of all klipois and tumah. Ve'ikr ha'tikun hanim shechal yodom hu al yedei shehem misyagim tomid beretzoinois chazokim lasois me'anishma nase me'atfila toira. The main tikun that's accomplished by tzadikim is accomplished by their constantly making a tikun for this nase v'anishma, by converting tfila into toira. Nase me'atfila toira, from nistor they make nigla, as Rabbein Ezal explains in that chapter on the Kutaman, and as we discussed many pages ago in this halacha. Ad shenichlolim betfilas Hashem ubetoras Hashem mamish, where these tzaddikim rise to higher and higher levels of Torah and tefila, where they get to a point where their Torah becomes Torah Hashem, and their tefila becomes tefilas Hashem. These tzaddikim, ad shemamshichim chasodim chadoshim nifloim, to the point where these tzaddikim are able to draw into the world brand new revelations of chesed. Shem b'chinas tzedakah hanichlal b'mishpat, the highest levels of tzedakah and mishpat, ad shemizbatlim kol minei dinim v'charoinaf miYisrael, and through that they're able to eliminate completely the midas hadin, the charoinaf of Hashem against Bnei Yisrael. That's what it means when the Zohar HaKadosh quotes that pasuk, kihine hamalochim noyadu, that when the kings met, ovru yachdov, they were able to eliminate together. Eliminate what? Eliminate everything. Wipe out all klipois and tumois. Ki Yehuda ze bechinas tikun hanishma. Yehuda is the one who represents the tikun of nishma. Shil bechinas tfila, which we said earlier was tfila. Lishmoya el horina vela tfila, the pasuk says. So tfila is the tikun of nishma. Lishmoya. Bechinas hapam oide es Hashem. Yehuda was named for tefillah. When Leah gave birth to him, she said, now I can really praise Hashem. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu had four wives. He was supposed to have 12 kids. That means each wife was supposed to have three. When Leah saw that Yehuda was her fourth son, she said, Hapam oid Hashem, now I can really praise Hashem, because I see Hashem has given me more than my share. So we see that Yehuda is the symbol of tefillah, tzedakah. Yosef, bechinas tikun hanase. Yosef represents the tikun of nase, bechinas Torah, bechinas osaf elikim es cherposi. There's a pasuk that when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, she said, now Hashem has gathered in my shame. Now I don't have to be embarrassed anymore that I have zero kids. Bechinas gal meola cherpovavuz. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where David HaMelech says, Hashem, please remove from me shame and embarrassment, ki edoisecho noitzarti, because I watch your Torah, I fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. So we see that Yosef, who's associated with cherpa is associated with Torah, shmiras haTorah. The ksiv, there's another pasuk that says, haaver cherposi asher yorgoyti. Dovra Melech says, Hashem, please remove from me the shame that I so fear, ki mishpotecho toivim, because your Torah is good. So we see that cherpa, which is the word that's used when Yosef HaTzadik was born, is associated with mishpot. Haver cherposi ki mishpotecho toivim. So Yosef is bechinas mishpot, bechinas Torah. Mishpot ze bechinas Torah kanal. Ve'ikr hatikun. And when is the main tikkun affected? Kishenichlal Yehuda im Yosef Yachad. When Yehuda and Yosef blend together. Shehem bechinas klolius hatrein moshichin yachdov. That's the bringing together of both Mashiachs.